Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Call us. 617-779-7937. That's the number with your thoughts on a series win for the Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees. That's good news. You can talk about that all day long. And whatever else is on your mind, you can also text the show on that same number. That is the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, could we open the window world of Boston weather window, please? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside and tell us whether we are going to get any actual sun in June on a weekend, or at least this week, it would be appreciated.
I hate this weather we're in. It's going to be nice. Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to be gorgeous, 80, sunny, 81 Thursday, but Saturday looks like some showers, 63, and Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 68.
I'm sure people have mentioned it to you 1,000 times already because they have said it to me, but 12 Saturdays in a row, it has rained in this region.
Welcome to New England.
And I don't appreciate it, not in the summer or near summer or whatever it is. So, all right, today looking like it's going to get warm later, Curtis? Or
yeah, I mean, it's just high of 65, cloudy, kind of humid. We got the smoke coming in from Canada, so it's unhealthy for sensitive groups, Greg.
All right. Well, you could get a house full of windows installed for just $99 a month if you go to Window World of Boston. Check out their website, windowworldofboston.com. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. That caller earlier set me up perfectly because I think coming off of a series win against the Yankees, Raffy homering 111 miles per hour, the ball came off the bat for him.
That's the exit velo?
Yeah.
I'm big into the exit velo.
Yeah,
Curtis, you big
I know
into
you
the
are.
exit velo?
Yeah, I have a fast exit velo at 9.
I am so into the exit velo.
I knew you were, so I wanted to bring it up. Fewest games to get to 30 home runs against the Yankees. He's in second now behind Manny, but there are still a decent amount of people, whether it's media or fans, talking about the jog to first base, talking about the fact that he won't play first base, the fact that he won't play third base, all the negatives that come with Rafael Devers. On a team where guys are not showing up every single day, and he is, the negativity is wild. We've now reached a point where I don't know, and I hate even saying this because I'm a Devers fan. I have been an apologist this season. I understand why he's being petty. I think that if anybody was in his shoes, a lot of people would be doing the same exact thing. But I don't know how he comes back from this to win back the fans that he lost in the process. I don't know how he comes back from this with the media members that he's lost in the process. I think we are looking at these games with such a critical eye now. So any time that Alex Cora even looks at him wrong, people are going to jump to, oh my God, these two hate each other. To call Devers a cancer in a clubhouse is absolutely nuts. But it might be time. It might be better for Rafael Devers if he's on a different team.
All they got to do is win, Courtney.
I know, but Wiggy, people think he is a douche now. Right. I don't. I don't want to see Devers go anywhere.
You know how it is. People think they're a douche, but if the team's winning, say they rip off like 8 in a row and Devers continues to do what he's doing, then fans are like, oh, okay, don't trade one of your best assets.
I agree. I would not trade him. I'm saying better for Rafael Devers in the long run might be playing for a different organization.
My question, though, is like, so should fans not be frustrated that he doesn't run hard to first base?
No, but also, if you're going to talk about the negative aspect, talk about the positive. If you hear Alex Cora after say that it wasn't lack of hustle, then believe him. There was also some talk of maybe he tweaked something. Maybe he was a bit hurt. Maybe
he tweaked his hammy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he grimaced a little bit when he was going.
It may have been an actual ham that was caught in there somewhere.
That's not nice, and he looks great.
Why did Alex Cora look pissed then?
Exactly.
If Alex Cora doesn't care.
I do not know, but I'm saying that
I think he was looking at, like, did you pull something? I mean, I get what you're saying, Courtney. Because you know who never ran a first base?
Who
never ran a first base? Big Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Poppy never ran a first. As soon as it happened, I was like, all right, here we go. Here are the people going to come out. Why didn't he hustle it out? He could have maybe beat out the
role. It's a fair question.
Right. I love that it's the ball. It's not the player that doesn't run.
And he hit a bomb. Yeah.
As Craig Breslow would say and has said 1,000 times on this show, it's a fair question.
That's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Yeah, it's a fair question, but when he's the only guy that's showing any hustle during the season and actually performing for the team, then I just don't understand the negative aspect, and I can already see in the Twitch, like, such a millennial take. I'm a millennial. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop
it's not really a diss.
I love Manny. Manny never legged out, bleeders. I mean, that's... Unfortunately, some of the big leaguers that have this mindset that, you know what, they're never going to beat it out. Unless you're a guy like Durant or you're a guy who got speed. Devers ain't legging it out.
Well, no, I realize that he's not a speedster, but you judge people based on the effort that they put in. Effort can overcome a lot of things.
Oh, no, I agree with you.
In many cases, it can overcome a deficit in talent.
I agree with you. But if Devers is playing first base and there's no issue, no one cares about this. No one's saying, oh, why didn't he leg that out? If he's playing first base and...
No, exactly.
Right. But that's my point. People only do it because they're not doing what they want him to do.
Yes. They're going back to spring training. They're going back to the beginning of the season. But I don't know what he can do to win these people back.
Just run to first base. It's not that hard.
Keep hitting home runs.
People are still going to hate him. Even
nobody hates him. I think the hate
is pretty loud when you are listening to people talk about him right now.
Yeah, I think I would say the hate is real.
Right. So if somebody doesn't show up on time for a date, is it your fault for complaining about it?
No.
So then why are we giving... Like, it's so weird. I don't get it. Like, I don't think he should be released. I wouldn't trade him.
But
if
they don't show up for time on the date, you might complain about it. But if they're giving you that guac 3000 at the end of the night, who cares if they showed up 15 minutes late?
I don't think there's guacamole involved in that particular move.
That's the difference.
If they show up late to the date after you showed up late to a date for the first two, then that's probably what's going on.
Greg, can you tell me the time that David Ortiz didn't do what his manager asked him to do?
Never. Okay. Guess he played first base when he was 36 years old.
Right. I guarantee you, Curtis, if she shows up late and she gives you that guac 3000, you don't give a damn. Stop it. That's what he did. The next time he was up at bat or two bats later, he had a bomb. So that's all I care about.
When they were up by 5.
He's a homemade guac, like in the little mortar and pestle.
Who cares? You showed up a little bit late, but at the end of the night, you did what I expected you to do.
He is spicy this
morning. Well, I mean, it's so fraudulent. Because if he was playing first base, no one would care not legging it out.
You're almost as spicy as some of the Twitchers who were out with us on Thursday night.
No, I mean, Devers. Hey, listen,
Devers. I heard some scoops.
Huh?
I heard some scoops.
Well, yeah.
Two scoops.
I mean, there was one fantastic Twitcher who dumped him out.
Who dumped him out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were watching the basketball game, me and Coach. Full dump out. I felt like I was back in the AAF days. Like it was the indoor beach party all over again.
What's a dump out?
You remember when they were out.
The boobs.
You remember they were out? They were out.
A flash, if you will.
My Lord, it was fantastic.
Well, I missed this. Somebody got flashed?
Save that.
Yeah.
Who got flashed?
I think you were eating sliders at the time. You missed it.
Wait, he's jealous.
You were actually having a chicken breast.
I don't. Who got flashed?
It was great. All right. Oh, what is. Courtney, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Although a texter says, I don't know what you say to this texter on the Subaru of New England text line, but. It was embarrassing that he didn't run it out, is what that they say. Come on, Coco. Right. It was embarrassing.
But he technically did run it out, and then he slowed down.
All right, Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So, you know, you watch the NBA and ESPN, and they love to throw the W up in your face, the WNBA. And I will have to say this about the WNBA. Y'all better be grateful for Caitlin Clark because the tickets for the Sky Fever game were basically going for $3 once they realized Caitlin Clark wasn't playing.
Yeah.
And that's obviously the big rivalry, Chicago versus, the Angel Reese Caitlin Clark. But when she doesn't show up or she's not available to play, no one even cares about the W.
It was just so crazy.
But
Wiggy, she wasn't playing in the game.
Right.
But created the drama that you love by calling, for the travel call on Angel Reese and getting into it with Angel Reese. Like, that's good for the league.
Right, but no one cares when she's not out there. Like, the fact that the tickets, they were basically giving them away for this game, and just the difference of when she plays versus when she's not playing. It's like amazing where I don't think you've ever seen an athlete in their respected sport. Like if Tatum doesn't play, all right.
Tickets are still going.
Right, because maybe you get to see, I don't know, Giannis who's playing on the other side.
Okay.
But when Caitlin Clark doesn't play, the W should be grateful for her because when she don't play, no one cares.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
If you like Wiggy's lead and you're watching this show on Twitch, dump him out. That's how we celebrate a good lead on this show going forward.
Yeah. And we won't be giving the name. People are asking for the name. We're not going to.
I got it. It was Ken.
If that person wants to own up to it in Twitch.
Right. They can own up to it if they want. If not, it will remain our little secret. Man, what?
When did this happen?
You were standing right there.
Wiggy is so sad.
Maybe your back was to the individual. I don't remember.
Oh, man, I was watching the game. You were sitting behind me.
Yeah.
Huge boobs.
This is Amy from Bridgewater. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. I love the show. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for loving the show. What's up?
Well, I have something about Devers. I went to the game Saturday night in New York, and it was so much fun. I just feel like everything goes back to basics. I think Cora lost control of the clubhouse. He should be the one running the show and controlling the players, not the opposite. When they got Bregman, he should have been like, Devers, this is what you're doing. This is where you're playing. Devers should have said, whatever you need done for the team.
Yeah.
It's back to basics. Like, okay, Coach, that's what he should have presented to the media. Mm-hmm. Courtney, I agree with you, 100% about the media. They're really disliking him right now.
Yeah.
But it's because he's being a baby. He's being a baby and, womp, I want to play this position. I don't want to do that. You do what's best for the team. That's what we learned, I learned in softball, 35 years ago. Cora has to take control. He has to take control of these guys and dictate where they're going to play. They don't say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. You get paid a ton of money to provide wins. And Wiggy, you're right. If he stops winning, everything's going to, and continually hitting. You don't jog to first base. You never know what's going to happen on the field. you run as fast as you can, and that's how you're going to get your respect back. Thank you so much.
Wiggy's job is making excuses for Rafael Devers and every other player.
I just want people.
Manny did it. Ortiz.
I want people to be. But it's true. I was at the. I went to the Mets game, and you know who didn't jog it out? Juan Soto. Like, it happens all the time in baseball. I just think.
So Devers is Juan Soto now?
No. Oh, I mean, his numbers wise, he's got better numbers than Juan Soto. Mm-hmm. Right. I look at what the team could have did to not put us in this situation. And the broadcast, I don't know who they were last night, but there was one guy on there, former player, and he said if the team would have got ahead of this, there wouldn't be an issue. Or if he said they should have started Devers at third base and put Bregman at second, you wouldn't be in this situation. Hmm. But the team, front office, manager, however you want to slice up that pie, created this issue.
What they percent of the blame is on Devers? What percent?
And so now you don't blame Frankenstein when he tears down the village. You blame Victor von Frankenstein.
What percent do you give for the blame or culpability in Rafael Devers?
I'd probably give him like 25%.
Okay. And 75% is the organization.
Yeah, 75% is between the organization and management.
Okay.
I will get to my lead next, and then right after they said it, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Mario's Roofing. The Red Sox get a win last night, 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive sixth inning had the Sox scoring 5 runs. And while Rafi Devers homered, people only talking about a sixth inning jog after hitting a grounder to second, getting the final out of the inning. Alex Cora was asked about that after the win. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, was that Devers' soft ground ball to second base in the sixth inning? Is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle, or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle.
Going on.
It wasn't like a hustle. Yeah, leave it like that.
That was a great analogy by me. The Frankenstein one.
Yes, it was.
You don't blame Frankenstein for tearing down the village. You blame Victor Frankenstein for creating the monster.
Good point.
That was a good one.
The Sox now home to take on the Rays 7-10 first pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
I hate to get you on a technicality.
Mm-hmm.
But you're referring to the monster as Frankenstein, and I believe that is not correct. The Frankenstein is the doctor. It's Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, the original. He was just no name. He was the monster.
He was the monster.
I got a new Frankenstein coming out. Looks pretty good.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do. It looks actually pretty good.
Is Michael B. Jordan in it?
No. Oh. But I did watch Sinners again yesterday. No,
Idris Elba? Is it?
No. It's all a Caucasian cast.
I see.
Yeah, I don't remember if there was ever a black Frankenstein, but that would be interesting. There was a black Dracula.
Yes, there was.
Blackula.
Yeah, Blackula.
From the 1970s movies.
Christian Arcand will have the MassMutual pregame show. That's at 6:10. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. The Stanley Cup Final have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with 2 goals, including the overtime game winner. The series is tied at 1 apiece. Puck drop tonight is at 8. In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans. Here at home, it's mandatory minicamp week. And for the tennis heads out there, Coco Gauff won her first French Open on the women's side, her second major win, and on the men's side, it was a wild one with Carlos Alcaraz coming back from the dead to beat out Jannik Sinner. In Mario's Roofing, we won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, they're honest, and they provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. That's what's trending. We've still got Greg's lead, and they said it coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next.
Ongoing debate in the studio this morning about whether Stacy's mom could have made it down to first base before Rafael Devers did last night. Wiggy?
Probably so.
Probably?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wiggy has no problem.
No.
With a guy who is too lazy to run it out.
I never complained when Big Poppy did it. I never complained when Manny did it.
You don't care.
No. And it wasn't lazy.
Just hit me bombs.
Doesn't matter. We're going to get to They Said It coming up momentarily. Before that, though, quick lead for me. I noticed over the weekend that there is a new trend when it comes to new parents, those who are expecting. And I wanted your thoughts on it this morning. Apparently, it has become very popular to add to the list of baby showers, which couples are having. Couples now have multiple baby showers so that their friends and family can attend at least one. Of course, when you attend a baby shower, you're required to bring a gift. You are required to spend a ton of money, check the baby register. They are now adding a grandparents shower. This is the new trend because the grandparents, of course, also need to be celebrated because they're having a baby and it's another event that you need to bring a gift for.
Wow. So that means because the grandparents may like babysit, so they need diapers at their house and stuff?
Yes.
I haven't heard that but.
Can we stop? Please, grandparents at their point in their life, they have probably made enough money where they don't need you to be buying gifts for them.
So be good
For the weekend that they're taking care of the baby when you go on your anniversary trip. Enough.
And it's such a strange thing, and I guess it's the difference between men and women, but every woman you talk to, away from the friends and just on their own, will tell you that these showers are awful. They take forever. You have to sit and watch somebody open gifts for 3 hours. Yet, when they're pregnant, they're like, come to my baby shower. Can't wait.
I actually think there are a lot of people that are on their way out of doing like the sitting down and opening presents. And people are transitioning more to like
just a potty?
Yeah, kind of more of a party vibe. I mean, baby shower is a little different. Right. I also have heard a new trend, dadshiller parties. where guys are going on like a trip with their friends one last time before having a baby.
Okay. Never heard
They're
that.
Calling it a dadchiller.
I actually think that that makes more sense.
Oh, because you're a new father, of course.
No, I'm saying like I before you have a child, I cannot say this strongly enough. Do everything you've ever wanted to do. Because you just, everything changes in ways that you would never be able to understand. It's just, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me by a wide margin. But, you know, if I had a weekend to go to, like, Chicago for a Sox game with my friends, and I could have taken that, you know, a month before I passed out in the delivery room, that would have been a good thing.
You either do it now or you got to do it in 18 years when they're all...
Right. And by the way, public service announcement. Instead of teaching abstinence in high schools or handing out condoms, bring high school age kids to a touch a truck event and they will never want to procreate. It is the most insane loud for 3 hours, kids pulling on fire truck horns at reckless abandon in the middle of a parking lot.
Yeah, that would be a good idea for kids in school.
Right. Well, I said it when I did a brief appearance on the Curtis and Ken show Saturday, but I will say it again on this show. Both of your children, very, very well behaved at the barbecue on Friday night, Curtis. That's good parenting.
Thank you. Maya is a saint.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
We had a good time at the BBQ at the house.
I wanted to rip the food, but some of the best steak tips I've ever had. Unbelievable.
Very good.
Those perfectly
come from,
done.
Prime Butcher, which is in New Hampshire.
I saw those in the fridge, and it looked really, really good.
Yeah, awesome.
So, not better than a good steak tip.
And you know what? Greg's a great host. We got there, and within 15 minutes, the spread was out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I hate when you have to sit around for 2 hours.
Yep.
Great job, Greg.
You hate being around people.
I don't know.
Isn't that the best part? You get to a cookout, there's like chips and dip, and you get to like chat. And
if it was at 2 o'clock, I would agree. But at 7:30 on a Friday after working all week, I like it a little early.
And then you got a 2-year-old, and that don't help.
No.
Put together one of Greg's easy tomato mozzarella salads.
Ooh,
I don't know if you got any of that, Curtis, or not.
It was delicious. Honestly, all the food. I wanted to eat something and not like it, but I sadly did.
But Curtis, you're right. You want to get to the barbecue and the food be ready.
Right.
You don't want to be at a barbecue and then.
Well, some people like to talk to other human beings.
Well, you can still
do that, but just have the food ready.
Then you're not hangry.
Rush.
You don't have to rush, but then you. Because if you know you're going to a barbecue, you probably say, all right, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to wait. You don't want to get to a barbecue, be ready to be hungry, and now you got to wait an hour for food.
That's why you stop at Chick-fil-A on the way.
It's like the same thing of when you go to a restaurant. Now there's so many restaurants that say you have to put the whole order in at once. I hate that. I want to be able to order my app.
Well, you're a table hog.
Yeah, you're a table hog. That's different.
We've discussed that before. That's a douche move.
Courtney, when you have a kid, you will give your credit card right after you order. And you'll be ready to leave at any moment. It's just different. It's like you are 1 minute away from your perfectly happy child turning into someone that bears no resemblance to them. They turn into like a possessed psychopath, throwing things and getting crazy.
And don't you want to get to the barbecue and be like, oh, I can go in, I can have a hot dog, I can have a burger, some steak tips. You don't want to go to the barbecue and then be waiting and be drinking, waiting an hour and a half, 2 hours
for
the food.
Usually there's like chips and stuff out.
Yeah, but you want real food, not chips.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Surprising fact I learned at the barbecue on Friday night about James. James has never had a hot dog.
No, never.
Wow. Which,
that seems like child abuse to me.
Depriving
a child of a hot dog. I don't know how you have not made James Kraft mac and cheese with little cut-up hot dogs in it, Curtis.
So you actually offered his first hot dog when we were at Granite Links last summer.
He loved it, I think.
No, he didn't try it.
Oh, I thought he liked it.
No.
Did he like at Granite Links?
The peanut butter crackers.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Okay, that's
He's just, you know, those are, you know, heavenly. But yes, yeah. I've offered it to him. There was hot dogs at Touch a Truck yesterday. He declined.
Wow, he doesn't like the glizzies?
Processed meat.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They are honoring those who built this city, whether they built it, constructed it, drove through it, delivering things for others, cared for those who live in it. Please nominate your hero who helped to build this city when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where would you like to start this morning?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Walker Buehler, who faced the New York Yankees on Friday night, got absolutely shelled by the Yankees, and then talked about his performance with the Boston Red Sox so far this season.
Any consistent things with the inconsistency? No. I think it's... To be honest with you, this organization put a lot of faith in me this offseason, and I've been embarrassing for us. So it's tough. It's obviously a big game and a big rivalry that I was excited to be a part of, and for it to go the way that it did is super disappointing, especially after the past 2-3 weeks of kind of prep and throwing and all that kind of and how I'm feeling. Physically I feel great, and for it to happen that way, it sucks.
All right, well, at least he's keeping it a beam.
Yeah.
He acknowledges that he has been effing embarrassing.
Right. So. And the whole rotation is, they put up a stat last night. I didn't realize just start in the third inning, maybe the games would be closer.
I think their first inning ERA is 12+.
Right. Horrible.
This team. That's a Major League Baseball record, by the way.
Andrew Bailey, I was told, was like the most brilliant pitching coach in the history of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got a little bulletin board talk from Hunter Dobbins heading into last night's game. I don't know how you feel about that. I like the fact that he said he'd basically retire before playing for the Yankees. He had a nice, I think he had a nice 7-pitch fourth inning, but he did serve up a couple of juicy meatballs there.
One to Judge.
And
Chisholm was like, what an idiot he is.
I know.
He was mic'd up. He's like, what do you think about that?
So
you're going to tell one of the teams, if you're a Major League Baseball player, you're not going to play for them? How dumb is he?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, if it's possible, isn't talked about enough.
He's
on
good.
Pace for 58 home runs.
He is good. He's so good.
He is great.
I mean, they should get Cutter Crawford back soon. I mean, that's a positive, right?
Well, you'd hope so. We got Giolito back, and it looked good, and then it was like, all right, he was serving up meatballs. Yeah. Other than really Garrett Crochet, you never know what anybody else is going to do when they take the mound, and that's the problem.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, next, Greg, let's pivot over to the NHL. Stanley Cup Final is currently underway. We got a one game apiece split currently after two, so game three happens tonight. And Brad Marchand had the game winner in game two in double OT, and his mom, there's video apparently out there of his mom freaking out and trying to yell at him down on the ice after he scored the goal, and he was asked about that. Here was Brad Marchand.
Brad, I'm not sure if you've seen the video, but your mom was going pretty crazy after the goal. It looked like she was trying to yell at you on the ice. What's it mean to have a moment like that with her in the building, and what kind of hockey mom is she?
She is one that you need to put a muzzle on. She gets pretty amped up at the games. They've always been so supportive, like all of our parents. I mean, I don't think there's a player in this league that could say that their parents are not, the main reason why they're here, the sacrifices they all make. And when you go on a journey as a team, and you're in, you get to the finals and you're going on a run, it's not just for you, it's for everybody that helped you get here and all your loved ones that are enjoying the moments, whether they're here or not. So, it's special to have them in the building.
I thought it was cute. Was that Ken who asked Saturday, Curtis, whether Brad Marchand will be back playing here next year?
I don't think so.
That changed the scenery, bred some new life into him.
I don't think so.
He's going to play for another 3 years.
You weren't able to pay him what he wanted to get paid. Somebody's going to pay him.
Yep.
Somebody's going to pay him. It'll probably be the Panthers.
Greg, what does Chairman say about all this? Like,
I don't know.
Does he call Don and say, hey, what about these players precludes them from performing like this here, or coaches? It's unbelievable. I don't remember a team in Boston sports where within 3 to 4 years, everybody that left won and you lost.
Yeah, well, you looked at him here, and there were some who thought he was washed.
Yep.
And now, I mean, I would imagine he's got another 3 seasons in him.
Perhaps? As long as he's not with Pasta, he plays great.
Well, you obviously know, it just shows you when you have a team that plays well together, that maybe gets along, then it's like a new vibe. You know what I mean? There's new life in him, and I could easily see him playing another 3 years. He's already got the A on his jersey.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's go over to basketball now. That series also tied 1-1 now as SGA absolutely went off, had an MVP-type performance in last night's game. The Oklahoma City Thunder won 123-107. Miles Turner of the Pacers was asked about SGA and how they have to limit him in the game.
Yeah, that's just it. You said he needs the MVP for a reason. You know, he's gonna get off, and I think that, you know, we've accepted that. It's a matter of slowing him down and limiting the role players. You know, a few of their guys, you know, stepped up tonight. I think the Wiggins had a great game. Caruso, you know, he did what he had to do. You know, it's a lot limiting their, you know, their role players and making it tougher on them at least. Hmm.
Just don't accidentally breathe on them because they blow the whistle as soon as you do.
They're just good. Their defense is good.
Yeah.
SGA is good. And
I feel like the way they won that game last night, like the series is kind of over, don't you?
Yeah.
Think?
Because it's similar.
I think they can win one at home.
Huh?
The next two being back in Indiana, I think they can take one there.
Maybe.
It's similar to a Celtics series, except for the most part, it looks like maybe OKC will be able to close out games at the end, because there's another game they were up by 20. The first game they were up by 20 and Indiana made a play. If Halliburton, who's your best player, he has to show up, and it's Pascal Siakam, like those guys have to like play almost perfect basketball, because OKC can do it in so many different ways.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Chime?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Great job. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Up next.
Tensions are high right now in Los Angeles after protests and riots blocked the highway yesterday. It's continued throughout the night. Police are ordering people to go home, but it seems like it's continued to stay out of control. This was the third day of demonstrations against Trump's immigration crackdown with ICE in the region. The tensions heightened after Trump deployed the National Guard. Videos out of it are nuts. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, you can see cars are on fire. There was a British or Australian reporter who was hit with a rubber bullet from police while she was trying to cover the event. It just is wild.
It's nuts.
We can hear from L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
It is most important that everybody be allowed to exercise their First Amendment right, but it absolutely has to be done peacefully.
Well, good luck on that.
Right.
It doesn't look very peaceful.
No, I like the L.A. riots in 92. Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm confused, but isn't ICE just doing their job? Like, aren't they?
Well, they don't want sending people, they don't want ICE to be doing that job.
Sending people home or who are not legal.
Yes.
They don't. That's not what they. That's what they're protesting against. They have every right to do it. Just shouldn't be burning things and throwing giant cinder blocks at others. And certainly, but we'll see what happens there.
But can you explain to me, Greg?
Yes.
The burning American flags and waving Mexican ones. I don't understand.
Right,
they're mad that people are kicking them out to go to Mexico.
Right.
But
they're waving the flag of Mexico. That doesn't seem right.
I know I'm an idiot, but.
Yes. Although, have you ever been to Cancun? It is very, very
I've
nice.
I've never
been to Cancun. I've been to Cabo. Lovely. Okay.
Cabo, very nice, too.
I heard a lot of places. Tulum is the new place in Mexico.
Tulum is excellent.
I went to Mexico once, didn't go to jail, but almost got killed by my dad because the room had all these glass, really cool waters, and I thought I had to like brush my teeth with them, bathe in them because I couldn't have the water.
I mean, you're not supposed to drink it. Montezuma's Revenge just says you don't drink the water.
Well, I got sick and I got a $700 water bill from my dad.
Some town employees have been placed on administrative leave in Linfield after they were caught making some racist remarks during the live stream of the high school's graduation on Friday.
Oh, didn't know the mic was hot.
Correct. The employees were caught before the graduation had started, but the camera was set up. Obviously, the stream had started. People were tuning in.
And that's the most shocking thing, is that people were tuning in.
Oh,
graduation.
To the cable, the local cable access broadcast of the graduation.
Can I tell you, our best family friends, the Hoolies, they lived in Pelham when we were growing up, and none of their kids went to Pelham High. It was like appointment TV to sit down and watch the Pelham High school graduation.
Really?
So they could be like, oh, did you, you knew you went to kindergarten with this person or whatever.
Huh.
It was Tim Hooley's favorite thing to do. So people do sit down and watch those.
Okay. Right.
And if you were watching the Linfield one, you could hear some inappropriate and racist words. Here's Linfield parent Joel McCarthy on BZ.
When we first saw it, my son was showing it to me on his social media, and I was like, my jaw dropped. I was pretty stunned, I think like every parent. So I couldn't believe it. And that went, obviously went its way around with all the high school kids pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Were they dropping like the N-bomb or something?
I don't know.
I tried to find the video.
They were saying, they didn't
say. Something that was inappropriate, Wiggy.
Greg, have you ever been asked to give a commencement address?
I have not. Maybe because I never commenced from high school, Curtis.
No, I mean, you would be a great... Maybe I can get you to do Rivers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, is there some kind of a fee involved, or how do they work that?
Free lunch.
Okay. Okay. I would be happy with that. That's fine.
62-year-old Patrick Van Cott, the director of Plymouth School's cafeterias, was arrested. We've seen this happen before, but he has been accused of using cafeteria appliances and school food, including ordering lobsters on the school account for his restaurant, the Snack Shack at Sandy Neck Beach in Barnstable.
Oh, that's not right.
No, it's not right.
So the dude was running the cafeteria system for the schools.
Correct.
And then ordering lobby, which he was not serving to the kids.
Correct.
But he would serve it at his restaurant.
Yes.
No, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it could be just one of those mistakes where it's the wrong card held on file.
Is that what it is?
You know, that's happened to me before.
Whoops.
All right. Like the lady in Michigan who ordered all those wings, the cafeteria.
Right.
Good pull.
There's a
we have some audio on this?
We do, some courtroom audio.
Okay.
His meat was sliced weekly by the school. Pounds of sliced meat. Cases of burgers, hot dogs, cheese, chicken, cases of water. The list goes on.
his meat was sliced for him at the restaurant by the school workers.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right either.
It's not.
How does this happen?
It is not.
All right, so he's been arrested.
He has been arrested.
What about the snack shack at Sandy Neck Beach? Will that be open this summer? Or
I would be interested to know if anybody's ever been.
Probably the lobster is off the menu. I would imagine,
unless it's buy one get one half off or something. You know, now they got a great deal on it.
Yeah.
He was doing it in the opposite way. He was get one free and then buy one, as opposed to the other way around. Yeah. We should take a break.
Okay.
We will get to the rest of the news with Courtney, including what are we doing coming up. That's when Curtis asks a question about the point that we have reached as a society and what happened with an ill individual who went to Starbucks, Curtis. That is the question for what are we doing.
Love it.
Coming
up in just a little bit. Yes, there is just a bizarre story.
All right. All that's still to come on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.